Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of Corey and Kevin Talk About Nothing. If you're tuning in for the first time,
I'm Corey.
I'm Kevin, and welcome to our podcast talk show.
Hello! Welcome, welcome!
Welcome, welcome!
Rude.
Yeah, that was pretty rude. How are you doing, man? Welcome to this wonderful podcast crazy people.
I was doing... I was doing great what? until you had to be a real son of a bee, you know?
Is that how this is? How this is?
Sorry, Mom, Kevin.
Oh, man.
I'm just kidding. So I'm doing pretty well.
The movie that we're going to be speaking about is going to be The Batman. We changed some things up. So if you listen to the last... episode, you're gonna be like, oh, they're gonna talk about Kimi, and we're not. That's my fault.
It's okay.
I keep switching lanes.
I knew this was gonna come to fruition. It's probably I had my own suspicions of this. But we did go watch, you know, Batman together. But we'll talk about it later. We're going to talk about the Batman.
That's right. Yeah, and you know, we hit Sunday, and I was like, I'm not going to be able to do that. We didn't.
Got it.
But
I want to wait till right before we record so I can, you know, it's like fresh in the memory, you know.
Right.
So I could have watched it, you know what I mean, within the time frame, but
oh, could you have? That's cool.
Well, no, I'm just saying my watch list was heavy with other things. So, something else in my life.
Well, before we get to that, I want to break some bad news because, like, I'm a little upset about it.
Well, let's hear about it, man.
So, when I went to the theater with Jessica, because, you know, I had that 90-minute massage, and then I went right to the theater and watched The Batman, and then went right to picking up Clementine. It was just like, perfect. So anyways, I almost forgot what I was going to say. I started hitting like a wall because I trailed off too far.
Yeah, for sure. Did you find it though?
No.
Okay, what you were talking about is what bad news is about the Batman.
Oh, it's not about the Batman. I do apologize. Oh. So in the beginning when like they're doing like the trailers or whatever and like they have that role of like, the Batman, Black Adam, the Aquaman.
Yes. DC Universe
blown up. The Flash. Well, the Flash and Aquaman have been moved to 2023 now.
Oh, really?
And Black Adam and Shazam, I think Shazam moved up. But yeah, okay. I think those two, maybe one other one, actually have moved to 2023. I'm like, no, this was the year. Batman, we were gonna get so many Batman. I was like, no, it's not happening. Like, come on. Anyways, so I was really sad about that. Well, yeah, I'm so excited for the Flash movie.
I was gonna say, yeah, I really like Flash. That one hurts.
Yeah.
You know, Aquaman, you know what I mean? I know you're super partial to Aquaman, but at the same time, you know, I'm I would watch Aquaman the movie. I'm not gonna sit here and say it's fantastic. So that one get moved back to 2023. It's like,
okay. Yeah, that one I could care less about. But I think there was another one. I'm not sure. But I am excited about Shazam 2, Fury of the Gods or something like that, and then Black Adam. I'm excited about.
Well, too. That looks really good. I did look into Shazam, and I'm gonna be very honest with you right now. I don't think I've ever watched the first one.
Okay. It's on the Vudu.
Okay.
You will not be disappointed. It is so much fun. Yeah, Jessica and I watched it. I had it purchased for the longest time, and one day we were just scrolling through of like, you know, what should we watch? And I was like, screw it, let's put on Shazam. I hear it's great. So we watched it. I mean, it is like the perfect amount of funny, the perfect amount of serious, and then like there's some really cool things that happen, and ultimately Zachary Levi, I think it is his name, He's a star. Like, he's funny, he's charming, he's great. Okay. So like it's such a fun one because like he's a kid and he gets the powers of Shazam and he turns into the superhero, you know, who can
fly. Yes. Okay. And, you know, all right. Yeah.
And it's fun. It's so much fun.
Okay.
Because he's a kid. It's like big. Yeah, okay. But like he's got superpowers and it's awesome.
Yeah.
So
I'll have to give it more of a shot. For some reason, I could have swore there was one time that it might have been when I was scrolling through the Vudu that I seen it and it just didn't hit the watch list for me. You know what I mean? There's something about it that I'm just like, nah, I don't know. You know what I mean? I honestly didn't know much about the story, to be 100% honest with you. So it just didn't hit my list. You know what I mean?
It was fun. I like these. Not your typical superhero movies. So, you know, like, you remember the movie Hancock? I mean, that...
Oh, absolutely.
Like that, yeah, you got this drunk superhero who's, like, saving the city, but also, like, causing millions of dollars of damage because he's drunk, you know? He's just crashing into buildings and being...
He's saving it sloppily.
Yeah. Or, yeah, like, how he saves Jason Bateman's car when he, like, flips it up, but he still, like, lets it smash up. It's like, dude, you still ruined the car, but I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah,
but did you have to ruin my car? But anyways, Shazam is very similar to where like this is a different type of superhero movie because he is a kid. So like,
okay,
you don't know what to do with these powers. So like, you know, he's walking around taking pictures of people, charging people's phones with his power and stuff. Like, you know, not fighting bad guys or doing any of that stuff because like. You don't know what you're doing as a kid.
Yeah,
you know
So yeah, for sure.
It's just really funny. It just nails it on the head, you know.
Okay. So they do a good job of that. All right.
Oh, dude, it's awesome. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Like I said, I'll definitely I'll watch it. I mean, because now that I mean, yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's to my watch list. I'm almost caught up.
It was a lot of fun. I'm pumped that there's this second one.
All right. Yeah. So maybe that one will hurt more on the, you know, on the train of losing, you know what I mean, a couple of movies in 2022. I mean, it's crazy. I wonder why. I wonder if it was just timing wise or something just didn't work out.
Well, that one will be coming out 2022. That one, I think that one got like in the shuffle. I think that one is moved up. That'll be coming out.
Oh,
so that
sweet.
One,
okay,
Black
okay,
Adam,
okay.
And
that's right. Duh. I'm sorry. I was mixing it up with that movie.
I am curious though. The last time we were speaking about this subject of a certain Netflix original, speaking of full circles, Jason Bateman, how far are you on Ozark?
So, I'm on episode 4 of the last season, bro.
Season 4 right now?
Of season 4. No. I told you, I killed it, man.
Okay, finally. Yeah, finally. All right, I think, honestly, one of my favorite seasons is season 3 because of Ben the brother.
Oh, really? Yeah, you gotcha. It's funny. It was like episode 2 because you mentioned to me that there's a certain character that gets introduced that you love, right?
Yeah.
And it was episode 2, and I forget, he said something, and I'm like, huh.
He takes like those kids' phones and throws them in the wood chipper and shit. bro. Maybe that was a step too far.
It's a step too far. And then he beats that dude's ass, dude. Screams in his face just in a pile of rage because somebody sent a photo. You know, it's wild, man. It's absolutely insane.
But all right, so
yeah.
That actor, I was like, man, I love this actor. He's just like, he just seems like a very authentic, deep actor that, like, you know, perfect for dramas and whatnot. And I was like, man, I want to see more of him. And I had done the IMDb search up on him. And I was like, Iron Fist? Who was he in Iron Fist? And I'm like, holy crap. He's like one of the main people in Iron Fist. And I love that character. Okay. So I'm like,
well, it's.
So there's a.
You mentioned it last time about Ben and that when you said that. And I'm like, oh. So I couldn't remember exactly the show you talked about because I literally finished. I just finished this end of the season, a couple of days ago. I've just have fit in the other ones. Like, it's funny. I was attempting to clean the house this morning when I first woke up, and Ozark is playing.
Ozark won.
Yeah. For 100%. I have spray in my hand and napkins in this hand, or you know, paper towels in this hand, getting ready to dust. and they're still sitting at my table. So, you know, it just didn't work out very well.
But Ozark season four, part one, is almost done. I mean, there's only 7 episodes, so you're...
That's what I'm saying. I'm killing it.
Yeah, and then we'll be watching part two at the same time. That's awesome, man.
April 29th. That was my whole goal. Yeah. And I ended up watching way more than anticipated.
When is it coming out?
April 29th.
Oh, so God, I'm not ready. That's it.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's it. It's done. So, but yeah. So I think that'd be really sweet. So we can definitely, yeah.
So Ben, that character. I should know his actor name. I talk about him enough, but I don't.
Yeah.
But Ben, that guy. He is in a TV show called Banshee, and Anthony Starr, who plays the Homelander. Which I can't wait for that damn show to come back out.
Seriously, dude, what is going on?
June something. But so Anthony Starr, you know, the Homelander is the star of Banshee, and this character is in somewhere in that what's his name?
Tom Pelfrey.
Yeah, Tom Pelfrey, P-E-L. If you're listening to this, bro, you're knocking it out of the friggin' park.
Yeah, well, he definitely did pretty well. I mean, would you say Pelphrey is Pelfrey?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm in.
So he's in Banshee, and I've like done this, like, you know, you could go on YouTube and be like, best dramatic scenes ever or whatever.
And
people have like montages from all different types of TV shows, and he makes it in one. I saw him, I was like, that's fucking Ben. And like his monologue was really good too. And I was like, man, he's just so good. So I'm like, one day I'll have to go back and watch Banshee and see him. Yeah,
I've definitely never watched Banshee at all. I mean,
it was a Showtime show, and I've just never known anybody to have Showtime.
Gotcha.
Sorry, Showtime. I'm not trying to insult you. Just don't have you. Or no, Stars. It was on Stars. Banshee was on Stars, crazy. I think. Either or, it doesn't matter who the hell had either. So.
Well, yeah. So,
unless you had the free weekend or...
Exactly. Back in the day, too, they used to do the package where, you know, when you first sign on, you got 30 days of whatever you wanted to watch. I'm telling you, I used to kill Stars and all those. And HBO used to be on that list.
Oh, yeah. You just watch as much as you can.
And I'm telling you, fill everything in, you know?
Yeah. But anyways, back to Ozark. Yes. What a gnarly end for Ben, huh?
Oh,
Wendy
man.
Bird.
I'm telling you. So you made a comment last time too, and I don't remember until after the scene happens, so it doesn't actually affect anything whatsoever. I do really well with that. Like whatever people talk about, whatever I hear, whatever everybody sees, I don't remember until after it happens
that's what they were talking about, right?
Exactly. Right. Yes. Right. So it's one of those things that, like, in my head, I'm like, I don't want to think about the show until I'm like watching it, like, well, what other people said. That's my biggest thing. When she did that, I was so angry with her, and then I am continuing my anger in season four. I'm on the sun side 100%.
You're like Noah, you know? That's his name? Nah.
Yeah, freaking idiot. Yeah. So she really upset me. I mean, don't be wrong. Okay, so like this is the thing. All right, so just my opinion on what the situation, what happened. I understand if you don't think of family, right? If you don't think of family, don't think of that, right? Any along those lines. I understand why the situation happened is what happened, right? Yep. So you can't take that away from
him. He would have gotten everyone killed.
Exactly. Yep. So I understand the thing that happened. But does it make it better or make me happy? No, I still want to punch her directly in the throat, you know?
That was your brother.
Seriously, I can't believe it. I cannot believe it, man. It's insane. And then, like, it really bothers me.
You just, like, leave him at a diner, and that's, like, where it's going to happen and shit. Like, man.
It's bad.
Man, like, that's when you know, like... I mean, you've already known, like, Wendy Bird is willing to go as hard as whatever. Because, what was it, like, the second season when they started, like, diverting from each other real hard and she was,
real bad.
Yeah, and she was, like, digging them in further and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
And then season three, they kind of try to come together, and Charlotte's the issue, right? And she's like trying to emancipate herself, and there's Helen.
What season did you say that was?
Is that season three, or is that still season two?
That's still season two. That's season two.
So then season three is Charlotte like helping and whatnot.
Yeah, season three. Yeah, Charlotte's helping.
Bro, how about the ending of season three, man? Bow, splatter, right?
Yeah, literally.
And then they left us on that for like 2 years. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Well, that's the crazy part. See, I didn't have that.
I know, right. Yeah.
But I looked it up and I couldn't believe that. Like I seriously, so I knew that fact because that was the 2 years.
Oh no! Well, I'd be like, oh no, we're
next.
The next in line. Like that's not good.
Absolutely, I cannot. Like I literally cannot believe. And there's one character like in this new season that I'm not gonna like say anything about. But I don't like the nephew cousin.
I don't like the nephew cousin.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Right? I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, the nephew. Nephew, and I don't like him at one bit.
Yeah. So the episode that I left out on was the gun one, where they capture the guns.
Oh, on the trucks, the FBI agent gets the.
Yep. So that's the last one I'm on. So that's the last one I saw. So then my next episode is.
You see anything happen to like a sheriff?
Oh yeah, that
fucking. Okay, now that is the only scene I actually liked him. Just because I was like, holy crap. Like, he's just out back smoking. Then he's like, oh, you're the sheriff? Well, this is perfect, right? Just shoots him. And then takes him to the birds. Like, hey, I solved your problem. I was like, whoa, man. Like, that's not how we need to be doing things here, man.
Well, for sure. Well, yeah, it wasn't even the sheriff. That's a thing.
Well, it was. That was the sheriff.
On the birds? The sheriff wasn't like bothering the birds as much as it's the FBI agents. Well,
yes, but that's that right. So like that's
so the what he did pissed me off. I'm like, he's an idiot. You know what I mean?
Exactly, he's an idiot. But it just made me laugh because he's like, holy shit, you're the sheriff, huh?
Oh, well, don't be wrong. The scene was fun. Yeah. You're right about that.
That's the only thing I like. I don't like that character. He's a loose cannon, piece of garbage. Oh, I'm smarter than everybody else. Kind of garbage. I hate that.
Exactly. Yep.
Dude, Marty Bird is awesome.
He kills it, dude.
Yeah, thank you, Jason Bateman. Like you really like have shown true range of 100%. Being able to not just be some sarcastic, funny asshole. Like you.
Well, exactly. So it's funny. Do you remember when I watched the other night? Was the is that Date Night or the one where they play games? The game night.
Oh, game
right?
Night.
Yeah. So I watched that one. That one, dude. I mean, dude, he is a totally different character, dude, than he is in Ozark, man. It's a wild. Right. I mean, don't get me wrong. Ozark, like what I like about Jason Bateman though too is he actually in Ozark, he does try and does it well as like just a regular guy. Right?
Yeah, like he does it that, well. Like, he's like, their dad. Like, you know, this guy. Yeah. Really didn't want to do this, but it was kind of like, oh, well, we're kind of screwed now and have to get deeper, you know? Yeah, sure. I agree. Like, he just plays an authentic character.
Exactly. So he does that part very well for me, which then actually makes me enjoy him and the family aspect of everything even more because he makes me believe in him, right? It's like, I like it a lot, man. I think it's a really sweet portion of the show.
Yeah. I definitely agree with that. Yeah, I think it's one of those shows that it's just like, that's going to be a rewatch, you know, a couple years down the road. It's going to be like, man, this was so good. This was so good, you know, especially like how, like, I don't even want to say like slow it starts because like it's still exciting. It's still fun, but it's so local. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
The problems are so local, and their problems just keep getting larger and larger in scope until, like, you know, we're in season three having the FBI sitting in the same office with you and trying to figure out how you can, like, almost implicate or, you know, not you know, really, but.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a genius show. It's really.
Oh, it is. Like, that's the thing. There's a lot more thought process that went into it. It's because if you actually like tell somebody about the show, like technically, It's like just another kind of cartelish.
A guy is laundering money for a cartel.
Exactly. Yeah, the cartel. Oh, okay. Right? So so you're like, oh, well, you know, well, how boring is that going to be?
It's how he launders the money.
Exactly. Yes. You know what I mean? So you actually see that side of things. And you don't get me wrong. Is it something that you would think that would be that great? No. But it is, though, because it's a lot more work than just anticipated. You know what I mean? And you're also pleasing the cartel. Like, so you have to keep this man happy while also laundering all this money here. You know what I mean? And all the bullshit that happens.
Keeping the feds off your back.
Exactly. What I mean? Like, there's a smooth moving move there, man, that you got to do. Like, it's just, it's crazy. Like, it's insane.
If I was Marty Bird, I would be napping all the time because I would just be tired.
Well, exactly.
You got to be tired.
Well, do you know what's funny? All right, so I laughed really hard about Marty Bird and Marty Bird's character when he was paying the therapist to let him win. That made me laugh so hard.
And then you found out that Wendy was paying the therapist too. But then, hey, you know, how messed up is that? She starts driving around that flashy car. It's like, all right, well, now she's got to be put down, you know? It's messed up, man.
It is. Well,
that's that life.
It's that life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she started flashing that money around, you know?
Diggity dog. Yep, I agree. And it was kind of messed up.
It was. So. Yeah, just like, all right, you know, when he comes early and pays her, and then she stays late and pays her or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was funny. That was really funny. Oh, yeah, because that was like Charlotte's one thing. Like, I'll chill with you guys if you go to couples therapy or something like that.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
I mean, Wendy went off the freaking deep end, man.
Well, that was the problem. Well, then they found out what she did in season one too. Like, what was going on in season one?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So like when all that happened, I just think that it was like just a waterfall of everything. You know what I mean? It was just like
mom is not a good person. Exactly.
So when you start thinking about that, man, you know what I mean? I'm not saying like I agree with her notions, but at the same time, I also can't say I disagree with her notions. You know what I mean? Like, that's the biggest thing. So, you know what I mean? Like, don't be wrong. It's, you know what I mean? I'm not saying it's a smart idea. And, you know what I mean? She was also just being kind of a blessings.
Thank you. Salutations.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Kluntite, you know?
So. Yeah. I am definitely curious because, like, how, well, I won't go into that. You still have a few more episodes, so I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, thank you. I was hoping I was going to try to get it done by this time, but it was hard, man. I watched a lot of Ozark the last couple weeks. So.
Well, I mean, they're not like your half hours. You know?
No.
Not like your Seinfeld, man. You know?
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah, Seinfeld, or, you know, there's another show that, you know, I've been watching, you know, on the side that we've been texting about as well, you know? Let me read your quote and see if you can.
Oh, yeah. No, I know exactly. Yeah, yeah. The Detective Crashmore. Now, did you watch the interview where, like, he's doing? Okay.
Well, it did. So it's funny. Remember you texted me about it, and I remember him right away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember right away, and I laughed at it. You know what I mean? Like, and I knew the part that you were talking about. You know what I mean? That it doesn't matter.
You don't really give shit who's in your way, do you? What you say? And then, like, the guy, you know, he wants to laugh because, like, he almost has, like, a slight chuckle pause where, like, he's cracking the smile. He's like, you really don't care who gets in your way, do you? And he's like, not really.
Yeah.
I just kind of, you suck. Yeah, you really suck, man. You know, like, his whole thing, man, is so awesome. So, but the interview where he's like,
hilarious.
Was it important for Crashmore to show nudity? He's like, yeah, it was part of Crashmore's journey, you know? And he's like, plus, I've seen everybody's cock, you know? He's like, what?
I've seen,
like,
everybody naked.
Yeah, I've seen everybody naked. You know, I was like, man, what? What? Santa Claus. But, so funny. But he's also a guy who delivers presents. He's around. He's like, nope. I ain't doing this. I told you, no Christmas stuff. No Christmas.
I liked how the fact they made it so real, too, because even when he was taking his microphone off, right, in the scene, his voice actually cut out, so you didn't hear something. He said one thing that you actually didn't hear.
Yeah, right.
And then all of a sudden the microphone, you know what I mean? So I'm like, that's awesome. Like, that is so funny. Like, it made me, I laughed really hard because I even went back and watched it because I've already watched season two. I went back and started watching season one again. And then when I went back to season, so I just started season two. So after we talked about it, I went back and rewatched that entire episode because both parts are in the same episode.
Right.
Yeah. So I went back and watched it all. So it's all fresh up here right now. It's really.
So, that dude like he's like, I don't like the looks of this Crashmore. I don't give a shit. I don't care if I die. Everything sucks lately. You know what I mean? He like kicks doors down and starts shooting. Dude, he's like, I just want an actual Detective Crashmore movie because this actor is amazing.
Yes,
he pulls that giant gun out of the truck. He's like, oh yeah, I love that gun. You knew I'd love that gun. That's the nicest gun I've seen. It's so funny, man.
All right, so the show we're talking about is I Think You Should Leave.
I Think You Should Leave, season one and two.
Yeah, season one and two.
I had, because Jessica had only seen season two once. And, you know, I feel like she went in with, like, there was too much hype with season one.
Yes.
That she, like, may have then felt let down. But, like, there are so many skits from season two that, like, I need a puff of the inhaler after a few of these. I'm like, laughing so hard, man.
And dude, hilarious.
She's starting to watch it, and she's laughing to the point where she's, like, crying, too. I'm like, yes. Yeah,
perfect. Because this is the thing. You have to go back into season two without – that's what I'm doing. I'm literally doing it right now. You know what I mean? Do you know what's crazy? This show got 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I know.
I mean, that is so impressive. It makes impressive. It feel
okay. Like we have some friends who are like, I just couldn't get into it. And I'm like,
no,
that blows my mind. This is like literally my favorite stuff. Like this stuff is my favorite. It makes me laugh so hard. Like it's like on the same level of Eric Andre. It's on the same level.
Oh, for sure. Like, well, they're all the same. Yeah, for sure. You know,
so many like it's just there's so many chaotic things.
So I went over to Sean's house on Sunday, and so we got food. So I'm like, bro, have you ever seen this show before? Because I'm watching it, you know what I mean? Like, and actually, Sunday's the night we were actually texting about it, too. So I'm like, he goes, no, I've never seen it before. So I turn on it, season one, episode one. And that's the one. It's still one of my favorite ones.
It opens both ways. I was here earlier.
I was here. Yeah. I was here earlier. Please call me. You know, he's spitting. He's goozing out of his mouth. So funny. And then this is the only thing is like he didn't actually laugh at that one, but he did laugh at all right. So do you remember the scene where the girls are tweeting photos? Yeah. Dude, I knew that was gonna get him. Sean enjoys those jokes.
Which one?
The one where they're at the restaurant and they're like they're posting a photo. Yeah. She goes, I'm with these dumb dumbs, right? You know,
getting sucked by flies, like Just load my fat carcass into the mud, that wet mud. Like she says so many weird things. That is one that literally will have tears coming down my face because she says straight up absurd stuff.
Which makes me happy that it wasn't just Robinson.
Oh right, yeah.
Tim, Jesus. I literally my brain. I wanted to call him Tom. I'm like, that's not right. It's Tim Robinson, right? That's Robinson, right?
Tim Robinson.
So then we watched that full episode. It was because that was all season episode one, and he's like, he's gonna keep watching it. We'll see. Sean, let me know if you do. You know,
I'm obsessed with Corn Cob TV right now.
Oh, so I did go back and rewatch that episode. Yeah. It was definitely funny. I definitely laughed at it. But I want to go back and actually watch it. Like, it just that. That's my biggest thing. I just want to go back because you watched the YouTube videos of it, right?
Oh, I watched YouTube videos of it, and then we were watching we put it on Friday night.
Oh, got it.
After we had played some Rummy, we put that on and just laugh. Corn Cop TV. I watched Coffin Flop, dude. I watched their naked blue butts hit pavement, dude.
He goes, how do we know that there's going to be bodies falling out of coffins?
I didn't rig shit. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I love when he's like, I'll call him Spectrum. I'm not worried about any of this. You see worse stuff on the local news. And he's like, this world's so fucked up. You know, he's just like going nuts about it. He's like, I didn't rig shit. I didn't do shit. I love it. That, oh my that, God. Dude, when that they're like,
probably.
They're telling us that we can't show naked dead bodies. And I say we can't because they ain't got no soul, you know? Like, just naked body after naked body just busting through shit wood and hitting pavement, you know? I don't. They're like, it's impossible that every funeral has a body drop out of the bottom of it, and it's definitely impossible that one out of five has a naked body fall out of it. Like, I don't know anything about that. We just film all the funerals and show the ones with naked bodies flying out of them. Just like one of the most amazing. Like, who thinks so of this good. Shit?
Oh, I know exactly. Yes, that's the thing. So is it? I mean, does he actually write the show?
Oh yeah, yeah. He writes the show, and I think he's got some other, you know, Sam Richardson. he also, you know, the whole like. All right, so baby or what? Buff Boys. Like what? I can't remember what he called the Buff Boys. Have you seen that one yet?
Where
like he forces the boss on stage to rate like the. Little buff boys, yeah. You know, like they're like in these weird muscle things. They just
yeah,
like,
muscle shirts, yeah, yeah.
He's like, yep, we're gonna, all right, everybody start cheering them on. We'll force them up here. Yep, works every time. Yeah. Finally get something. It's like, you have to pick one of these, you know, buff boys. Troll boy. Nope, can't pick troll boy. It's like, what? He said that, that he actually used a bunch of failed. SNL skits, because he wrote for SNL for a little while.
Oh,
and,
really?
He okay. even was like not a part of the main cast, but like that subcast that would come on.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, he, you know, all right. So here's the good news about that. So the writers of this show have an HBO deal for a TV show.
That's
going to be like a computer repair shop or something like that. So,
okay, all right.
That I'm in, obviously. Like,
yeah.
It is some of the greatest content ever. Like, Carl Havoc. Come on, man.
Oh, I'm telling you, hilarious. I'm telling you, I'm ripping the head off.
I'm going to rip the head off. Like, don't rip the head off. I'm going to rip the chin off. The chin's heavy. The chin's heavy? Yeah, Craig, it actually is. You wouldn't know. Like just seeing him, like, move around like that and knowing that, like, human beings are looking at him, being like, uh-oh, this one's lost something. Like, I don't need to be anywhere near that guy.
That's so funny.
Everything is so half-assed. Like the hair, like the arms, like nothing looks real. It just looks so freaking weird.
She spent 6 hours making that mask for you.
Yeah, I'm gonna rip. He's like, I'm gonna rip the head off. Yeah,
you know? I'm gonna rip the head off.
He's like, I don't even. He's like, all right. What if I rip the head off and that's the show? He's like, okay, I'm not gonna do it. You know, that's like, why would you say that? I'm not sure I want to be around anymore. What are you saying?
Wait, what is going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, like, what are you saying? Like, you saying because you're in that suit, you don't want to be around anymore? Yeah. let's scrap this show.
Not going to work.
That has literally just made me laugh so hard every single time because it's just...
That's so funny.
I'm going to rip the head off. Don't rip the head off. I'll rip the chin off. It kills. Oh, the chin kills. Yeah, Craig, it actually does kill. Oh, dude, I just... Thank you, Tim Robinson, so for putting Carl Havoc on.
Oh, man, that is
Carl
funny.
Carl is a lot.
Yeah. Got it. So
we put way too much. We did way too much.
Way too much.
I'm gonna rip the head off. Oh my God! Ridiculous.
All right.
It's ridiculous.
That's funny. All right. So do you know one that makes me laugh? is the different pattern shirts. That
skit. Oh, dude. Oh yeah, I can't remember the name of the store, but he's like, yeah. There's one shirt in there that they're only gay. Did you see the clip where like the people are actually in the store and they're like,
no.
They're like looking at all the shirts like psychos, man. They're like ripping them off the shelves, like trying to buy them. Dude. He's using all his per diem to buy these stupid shirts. They're not stupid.
Why? He's like, are you all right over there? Are you laying down? He goes, he's like, he hasn't eaten in 4 days. It's jet lag, Craig, or whatever his name is.
Like, we landed like 3 days ago.
Oh my gosh! That makes like, me laugh so should hard.
We should end early. It's like, good. I gotta go to the store to go get more of these stupid ass shirts, dude. It's like, the more complicated the pattern, the more it costs. It's
like, there is one shirt that is $1,000. The pattern on that shirt. Oh, do I want that shirt?
It's so funny. It makes you laugh so hard. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh my god, it's so funny. It's awesome.
One of our favorites is from season one with the TC Tuggers. Where like it's got the knob on the front of the shirt, and it so that you could pull the shirt away from your stomach without you know destroying the fabric of the shirt. But he's like telling it to these like high school students. Is like, yeah, but like they're not a joke. They're like, what? You don't get it. It's not like the Snuggie. You don't wear it as a joke. You don't get it as a gag. It is, you know, it's just like this whole weird DC Tuggers. And then later they have a commercial with all these men like doing this stupid commercial with this stupid t-shirt, dude. It's just like the pee pants. You seen that one yet?
I've seen them all, but some of them, like, I'm not remembering. That's the thing. Pee pants.
You got to give. Pants. You got to give. That's all I'll say. That's all I'll say.
Two?
I think I'm pretty sure it's a season two because it's like,
is like the end of it because I'm like 5 or 6 episodes away from the end.
It might be, yeah.
Okay.
And like you know, obviously it's turbo time. No, you don't get to run with the turbo crew.
Oh yeah.
You slow down. You know, like they replace your toilet with a hole too small, so you get real sick because you can't. Yeah, it's for farts only.
Farts only.
So you can't poop in your own halls, and your stomach gets real sick. Has that ever happened to you? It's turbo time.
It's turbo time. You walk softly.
You walk slow. Yeah. That. All right. So there on Twitter, there's just an account that tweets out, like, I think you should leave stuff. And,
oh, God. Okay.
And it's such a fun breakup of the day. I'll just be, like, scrolling through and see something that just absolutely makes me laugh. Thanks, Tim Robinson.
No, you killed it.
You really killed it, dude. You're one of the funniest people alive, dude. Because there's also the one that... Oh, no, he is. Okay. I'll fight you on it. No, I'm just kidding. But there's the one where, like, the one guy kind of sounds like Johnny Cash. And then, because he's like, hold on, he's like, you know. And then Tim Robinson goes like, and the skeletons came up from the ground. They'll rip your hair not out, you know. Their bones are their money. Like, you said the bones are their money a lot. Well, it's true.
What else but they have?
The best part, though, is at the end when he's like, I can't remember the name, but he's like... We really liked what you said, you know, how you sounded, Johnny. He's like, oh, okay, cool. He's like, which one are you talking to? He's like, are you both named Johnny? And he's like, no, that's why I'm so freaking confused because, like, he's like, no, that's why I'm so freaking confused. I was like, dude, you shouldn't be. No. Nobody wants to hear a song about the skeletons and their money, you know, and their bones. Worms are their money.
Worms
so
are their
bones. Oh, anyways, man. Holy crap, dude.
All right.
I could talk about
it's
that
a funny show.
Because it's
yeah,
so
it's a funny show.
For sure. We are constantly quoting that show or saying
well,
something.
Well, I will be
you know.
From now on. Oh, and that's why I want to get Sean involved in it, too, because I talked to him enough to where, you know, he's going to need to learn some of my quotes that I might say to him, you know?
I talk about Corn Cob TV a lot. I'm always like, man, I can't wait for Coffin Flop to come on. Coffin Flop's like Corn Cob TV. I'm going to call Spectrum and tell them, I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about a thing. That's awesome. Anyways, we got a movie to all talk right. about.
Yes. Okay? Yes. A big
can't
one.
Just be sitting here talking about I Think You Should Leave season one and two. Although I've watched the Ghost one, the Ghost Tour. I watched that one a few times too, and that one is so funny. Have you seen that one?
Oh yeah.
It's like all is I'm asking. I'm not trying to have anybody have the worst day at their job, but if any of these fuckers pop out of the wall and say horse cock, no. You said we could swear.
Yeah.
And now you're telling me I can't. So which is it? Can we swear or not?
He's crying.
Yeah, that's yeah, funny. Right.
That's
yeah.
so funny.
You said this is the adult tour. It's not for kids, you know? It's so stupid, but it's so funny. Little buff anybody, boys.
Yeah.
Little
has
buff
anybody
boys.
Came out of the walls?
It's a big fat
massive loads.
Like, why? Why that, man? Why that?
It's so funny. Even the conversation when the yeah. guy brings him into the thing, he's like, listen, man, you gotta quit. You gotta quit. Yeah.
All right. Anyways,
you're sorry. Done. You're done.
Yeah,
oh,
you're
oh,
done.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
All right, yeah. All
we,
right.
We
so.
Should we should switch up the mood here yeah. a little bit. Ding, 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 we gotta ding, turn ding. It down.
Dark mode.
Yeah, we got to become the shadows, and we are the shadows.
We are the shadows.
Bro, I watched this movie. It's called The Batman.
Yeah. Actually,
I watched
you watched it
movie.
Multiple times.
I watched it twice, and I'm ready to go see it again. I walked out of the theater the first time, and I was almost, like, speechless. I looked at Jessica. I was like, this might be one of my most favorite Batman movies ever. Like. And I don't know. That's a big thing to say. So I was very excited night. Because we're going to. Well, oh yeah, I mean, said one of. You know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah, for sure. I know. I'm just saying. Yeah, and, no, I get it. Yeah.
Right. And you know, when we went and saw it that second time when we were leaving the theater, right. I'm like, doggone it! I think that might be one of my absolute favorite Batman movies, dude. Like, that movie just hits so many awesome notes. The acting is amazing, and Robert Pattinson, thank you, bro. You didn't disappoint at all. In fact, you are far beyond what I had imagined.
Yeah,
I
think Robert Pattinson did a fantastic job throughout, like, all right, so
what are you about to say? Just, the entire movie? You're
no.
right.
No, all right, so I just felt like, okay, and this is the thing. So we were texting a little bit about this yesterday, and one of our friends actually brought this argument up to me. And I didn't think about it this way at the very beginning, okay? I really didn't, and it was just kind of a different. You had a very dark Bruce Wayne this time, and that's what I mean. So, like, and I guess, like, and I knew that was coming into it. We talked about it last time, and you know what I mean? So, like, I knew that was the whole thing coming into it. But at the same time, actually seeing it was a little bit different than actually like knowing and thinking about it. Because it was a very, very, very dark Bruce Wayne. But that was a part that that was his part. You know what I mean? You know, when we first originally talked about it, you know what I mean? I really was like a little bit like, man, he was very dark. And, you know, and usually like, you know, you got, so the words that she was using was like Playboy Batman. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't get that Playboy Batman thing out of it.
So.
Because. They said that's the next one. They
well,
said
yeah,
that's
so
he hasn't
that
got
this
to
is,
the point.
So this is like year two of him living this double life that's consumed
yes.
him. So like
yes,
he doesn't know that he can use that other side
as a different way.
Yeah.
And then that was my biggest thing. So yeah. At first, I didn't think about it that way. To be 100% honest with you, you know what I mean? I'm not saying I'm not a Batman fan, but at the same time, I'm not like deep into a story enough to think about it outside the box of like other things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just, that's not the way I think, see it. So, you know what I mean? So like when I, so all of a sudden she mentioned that and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Cause at first, you know what I mean? I'm not going to lie. It was a very dark and I wasn't, you know what I mean? It was like, he wasn't like the exciting Batman that you saw in like other movies. You know what I mean? Of him like driving fancy cars, you show him to parties, doing this.
But like
and
in an ultra realistic type of way, excuse me, way you have this guy who's how old? We don't really even know who
you have no idea.
Literally witnessed his parents being murdered.
Well, for sure. 100%.
So, like, he's gonna use everything there's in power, some yeah. pretty understandability of why he's not maybe a super cheery person, you know? Like,
well, yes. And that's, and I knew that. Yeah, like, yeah, I was, right, that was right, nothing right, to do yeah. with any of that. It was just right. like, it was a different series of Batman of me looking at it.
Yeah, because even, funny, like, you, Christian Bale gets to, like, go out and do his parties and act yes, stupid and all that
yes,
stuff.
Yes. Right, right, right. That was my biggest thing. So, and I, but I think that, like, the next time will possibly be a little bit more of. Of like him just being like,
well, oh, it absolutely will. Now. It'll
you
be.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So yeah. like,
he has to be able to use Bruce Wayne as a different outlet. So I yes. think. So all right, if you think about it's super poetic. Like he's the shadows, right?
Yeah,
and he's darkness and he's vengeance. But when we get to the end of the movie. He's leading people to the light, carrying the light, even carrying people to in the light, laying, you know what I mean? And it's this now about justice. It's not necessarily about vengeance, right? He's able to use, he's learning about his own tool that he's become.
Yes.
So he doesn't okay. have to be necessarily this dark, brutal vengeance, and he could be justice, you know? So, like, there could be, like, a total mood change, you know, in the next one where he is using Bruce Wayne as that outlet of doing something different and then being able to separate these two lives.
Gotcha. So I'm 100% on your side now. With
yeah.
It. Like I said, I'm not going to lie. At the very beginning, I was on... I might have been a little bit on the other side to where, like, the dark side, when he wasn't Batman, when he was Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I didn't hate him by any means. I think it was Robert Pattinson. He did a good job, but he was just a dark, and I just didn't, right. maybe, like, just didn't love that aspect of Batman. Not the actor, not anything along those lines. Just, like, the storyline of it. I'm like, I just wish there was a little bit more of, like, talking and happiness of this man. You know what I mean? Like, he is a multimillionaire, billionaire, trillionaire kind of guy.
Right,
and
right.
he's just like this, just this very dark and alone person. But once again, so it's funny because it was our friend that we watched a movie with.
Yeah.
And then when she mentioned to me that night, I went home. Because, like I said, I was on... I started thinking about it. I watched one YouTube video and then I read a little bit about... I forget the guy's name though. It was just I Googled the Batman, like just started scrolling through websites. But there was a guy that came up that said he like wrote his little passage. I wrote like those two things, and I just like just so I can like really truly get like a different. And I did that today.
Get like a little different perspective on
things. Like just kind of hear about it. You know what I mean? And it really did change my perspective on that aspect of things. You know what I mean? Because it was definitely kind of funny. You know what I mean? There was one that I read. And they were like. Was this Batman or Twilight? He was very Edwardish when he was Bruce Wayne. So like when I read that, it was just his dark side of Batman. You know what I mean? It was just Robert Pattinson. People can't get that out of their damn head. You know what I mean? That's the problem.
Yeah, it's literally mind boggling. I feel bad for anybody who's just like boils it down to that. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe is known for a whole bunch of different things and isn't just like insulted by, you know, one previous character. So
So I'm just saying.
No,
so
I like, had heard just, that yeah. from somebody else too. It was like it was just like Twilight with the Batman on. I was like, no, like learn how to separate stuff, man. Like learn how to watch other movies that he's in, so you can see that he's talented in other areas. Like, Oh well. Because I thought he did amazing, Batman. I think like that also showcases like you don't even get to see Bruce Wayne much in the movie. It's
at all
because he is consumed. He's going all night. He's he even then forces himself to watch everything that. He had done that night, so he remembers. He journals. Like, dude's definitely not sleeping. Dude is, like, definitely out there just consumed. So
The entire time.
Yeah, right. And I think that's, like, he's got to learn that balance. And I like the dynamic between him and Alfred because, like, he's got to learn, like, Alfred's just always been there. Like, he's not trying to boss you around. He's just literally looking out for the best of everything. So it's like,
yeah,
we'll start to see like that, that relationship be pretty fun. So
yeah, there would definitely be more bonding, and I think that's when he starts becoming Bruce Wayne. I think
exactly, because he knows how to dress him and get him like,
yeah,
all right, here's all the parties that are happening. Like he's gonna know all that kind of stuff and get him all prepped for it.
Because he just put the cufflinks on, remember? You know what I mean?
Exactly. He knows everything. Like, you know, you can't leave this house. You are a billionaire, right? Like,
yes, exactly.
You are not leaving here without your Wayne cufflinks. Like, come on, man. Yeah. Like, you got to keep up some appearances. So, like, even he knows that. And then, like, the mayor, before she becomes mayor or whatever, she even has, like, that conversation of, like, you could be doing a lot more.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited. I just want Matt Reeves to just continue having that full control, having that writing and the directing, no influence, just keep whatever you have planned for these movies, just go for it, because dude, you knocked it out of the park. I felt like this was the maybe the very first Batman movie to get a comic version of the Batman right because of the detective status. Like, he's figuring out riddles. He's investigating crime scenes. He's putting things together. Like, it's not just like, I'm going to go out fight bad guys. And which, don't get me wrong, I love all these Batman movies. They're awesome. But, like, a lot of them come off as like superhero-y, or, you know, like just some like overall agenda, where like this is very grounded. When he walks it, like, there's different ways you can think about this movie, but the way it's filmed, the way it's portrayed, and the emotion that comes in grounds it and makes it like very relatable. Like, in this world that we live in, this freaking character can exist. How creepy would it be to be one of those cops and this dude just starts walking past you dressed up as the Batman, and you're like, this dude's a psycho. Like,
yeah,
100%. you're dressing up as some sort of weird costume crusader, you know? Like,
yeah,
in the real world, like, you know, if that existed, like, people, like, that's kind of you're a nutcase. And like, that's awesome, because like, that's kind of how it's portrayed. Like, these cops are like watching them walk in, like, they're standoffish, they're like, you know, I don't know, you shouldn't even be here, but like, they're not gonna really mouth off much. They don't really, so it's just like this really awesome portrayal of a grounded Batman. I mean, yeah,
and I'll give you that 100%. Yeah. I'll 100% say that I agree with that statement there, because, like I said, I mean, I'm on Robert Pattinson's side more than I ever was before recently. Like,
man,
on the Batman thing, I enjoyed Batman. I'm not gonna lie, you know what I mean? Like, I know Robert Pattinson's range. I mean, he's got Lighthouse and, you know, Tenet. Like, those are two big ranges that this gentleman has. Now you have Batman, and then you have Twilight. I mean, Twilight was still a highlight of this man's career. You know what I mean? I'm not saying you can't be anything different than that, but I'm way more on his side than I ever think I was before.
Yeah.
On with the Batman, because before I was like, at the very beginning, it wasn't like I was nervous, but then you know what I mean. It's a big character to portray, man. I mean,
especially if you have like trilogy hopes, like, you're gonna want this guy to work. Like,
yes,
you're not gonna 100%. Want your audience to be like, no, this isn't the guy, and then have to switch some things up.
Yeah,
and this is totally the guy. I mean, everything in the movie comes down to practicality. Like, it's not even, I have a gadget for everything. He doesn't. Like, this is sweet. Like, it's year two Batman, right? Like, he doesn't have everything figured out. So, you know, he's got his grappling hook right now, and it's practical because you can see all of the different grappling hooks that are on his wrist, right? So, like, it's not like he just whips it out of nowhere and is able to, like, you know, it's not like you watch the Suicide Squad where, like, they have, like, the tiniest gun and it turns into some gigantic gun. Right?
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What he has is what he has, and it's practical. Like, it just felt like not even, like some things weren't necessarily finished, you know? And, Like, you could see things are current, like, constantly being worked on. Oh, dude, the removable, you know, the batarang, like the removable coming out of his suit. And it's just practical, and I loved it. I thought it was awesome, man. It's just
gotcha. Yeah.
So grounded that it feels like man, like, you know, that could be a legit person doing that, you know. And the action, you know, well choreographed. You didn't have like too many where, you know, I hate action movies where like it's cut, and like it almost gets like too blurry. You're like, I don't even know what's happening anymore, you know. And this wasn't like this was awesome, man. Like, and it was sweet. I thought it was awesome, man.
Yeah, I mean, definitely a good movie. Even if even before I rethought about the Batman part, I actually really enjoyed the movie in general. Anyways, I mean, the Batman parts of this movie. I mean, you have Catwoman that absolutely blew me away. I think she was probably my favorite character in the entire movie. Like, I mean, outside of Batman, like, you know what I mean? The supporting cast. I mean, obviously, Batman is like the best part. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that, but I'm saying like outside of everybody else. I mean, around the Penguin. He's kind of an a-hole, but I like his character.
I think his character a lot. He has an HBO series coming out.
Oh, that's gonna be sweet.
They're doing an HBO series of
that's
the
sweet.
When he's got the gun out, he's like, "Hey, vengeance!" And he's like shooting over his head and stuff. I'm like, he just plays that character so well that it's like, I mean, obviously you wouldn't even know it's Colin. Like, if you didn't know it was Colin Farrell, there's no way you'd look at that and be like, "Oh, that's Colin Farrell underneath all that." Like, no way, man.
No, it's crazy. So, like, because like, remember when he was driving the car and he was like getting away and all that?
I got you.
Awesome.
Vroom, dude. Yep. Oh, yeah. And then it's upside down and he's like walking in front of the flames, dude. Oh, man. They actually, one of my absolute favorite scenes, they actually shot that like as practical as they could without any special effects. They actually used like muzzle flashes. But when the elevator door opens up and he's like up in the corner and comes in, and the only thing you see are the gun, you know, because of the gun flashes, and you see like, excuse me, Batman, like, you know, coming up and whooping their ass, and you're only able to see it through the gun flashes. None of that was special effects. That was all just, you know, done with like practical effects and stuff like that. I mean, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. Like, you have a director who pays attention to detail. Like, this guy is methodical, man. That's why I was super excited. Like, that, I would love to see. There's a lot of rumblings about a possible Ben Affleck still getting a solo Batman film. And I'm like, dude, I would still love that. I love Ben Affleck's Batman. He was awesome, dude.
But the old grumpy Batman.
Yeah, right, dude. I love to see that, dude. Yeah, that's just so awesome. Like, taking ibuprofen and, you know, like, icing up his joints and just being maybe even a bit more brutal just because he's like, dude, I've just done this too long. Like,
yeah, I'm aged. Yeah. That's simply what it comes down to. Yeah,
I'm cranky now, huh?
Yep,
you got me out of my bat cave, and I'm going to whoop your ass.
Yeah, leave me alone.
When Batman... In this movie, the Batman first walks out, though. Because, like, the way it opens up is awesome. You know, like, Thursday, October 31st. Like, it's like coming out of the comic. Like, you know, like, year one type of stuff. And I just thought it was awesome. But then, like, you don't even see him yet because, like, the symbol's out. And everybody, like, looks down the dark corridors. And they're like, no, I'm going to go that way. Yep. And then he emerges, dude. And I'm just like, yep. Yeah, that's my dude right there.
Funny because it actually made me, because I really like that scene too, because it actually made me believe more about how much of a badass that everybody thinks and knows Batman is. It's not. We know as the audience of know how badass this guy. It doesn't matter,
right.
But the criminals out there that think they can get away with anything. They are so scared of the shadows because of Batman.
Shadows.
I'm just saying, it's pretty sweet. The click, 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 click. I'm like, dude, here he comes. You know, it's
dude,
just
the
so,
music. Yeah. The music
good.
In this movie.
It was good.
Especially
yeah,
Batman's, not necessarily the Nirvana song, but the Batman song was just like epic. epic, man.
I mean, it was pretty good. I mean, I would have to go back and like essentially like just re-listen to the entire fucking...
This guy, my goodness.
I said it was good. I said it was good. No, I've remembered it.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you're also sitting there talking to my left ear. Remember the music.
I said it before the movie started. I said, hey, pay attention to the soundtrack is all I said.
And I did. And I enjoyed it. So I'm actually giving you kudos in that part.
That Nirvana song, Something in the Way, I guess had like surged 1,200% since that movie's come out.
Wow.
Well, like probably because like everybody's listening to it trying to pretend like they're freaking Batman, you know? Like they're probably putting on the cowl and being like, oh, yeah.
Got it. That's funny. It was funny because so I've like just you know kind of you know I've obviously had my own opinion on it. I think that this like I said, the supporting cast was phenomenal. I think they were great. You know, blah blah blah. So I've talked to like a couple other people that's watched it at work, and it's really been majority of like enjoying it. Some people said it was slow. Like a little bit on slow on some parts, but they're not like essentially they want to watch it for the movie, not for like the love of Batman. So I think that's another difference part of it too. Of sometimes because I still love Batman, you know what I mean. So it's I still went in with it with a totally different thing, but mm-hmm. But there was actually people on the radio, which blew me away. There's one gentleman on the radio that I listen to every morning. And usually his movie recommendations are set on point. Every single thing that he's ever said that I've ever like listened to anything that he said or anything like that have been on point, right? But he literally, I did it joking around, but he said that somebody brought it up and then all you hear in the background is boring. He literally did that. And I'm like, wait a minute. Crazy, I sat in the parking lot at work because it was right before I pulled into work. So I sat in the parking lot and I like turned it up and I'm like sitting there listening. And he was just like, he's like, the action scenes were cool and also, like, he didn't have, like, total hatred for it, but he did, it was essentially the same thing. I think it was just probably blown out of proportion because it's radio, right?
Right.
But I'm just saying, but he was, exactly. So he enjoyed it, but he kept using the word boring over and over and over again. And there was not one moment that I was bored. And because my first notion, and it's not even out of my own, like, oh my gosh, I'm so bored. My first thing to do is pull out my phone if I'm bored. Like, that's just what happens naturally, right? I don't sometimes even think about it. I didn't even look. My watch went off, and I literally hit the button and put my watch straight back down. Like, I'm not, like, I was not bored at all. Like, that was the weird part for me.
Completely captivated. I was not bored at all. I was, like, completely captivated. Like, I don't think, like, everything was, like, perfectly tempoed with how everything was going. I mean, like, this isn't like your, this is almost more like psychological thriller than an action movie. So it's like, you know, I mean, yeah. I get it. Like, The Dark Knight is very, very actiony, very poppy.
Yes. And I think I hate to say it. I think that set a tone. I think that set a tone for, and even because the reason I say that too is because that was for me. That, remember, I made a comment to you from the before this movie even came out that I was worried about it being too detective-y, right? Like, I even made that comment to you about it because I was almost had that same nature because of what you hear and what you read, what you see.
Yeah, right. And like, then, wait a minute. Well, where's the action? I was like, well, there's always gonna be action. It is Batman. Yes. We are talking about here.
So at first, it was like put me in this mindset of like, well, what is gonna happen, right? Like, is there gonna be much? But it was. I mean, it really was the entire time. You saw more Batman than you saw of Bruce Wayne. Like,
exactly.
Yep. So yeah. So
yeah. I mean, and he's constantly doing stuff. Like it's not like. Dude, Paul Dano as the Riddler, dude, just killed it. I mean, he's
top notch.
He's just one of those amazing actors who's just gonna embody whatever he's doing, and that was awesome. He played one hell of a villain there, and Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman killed it. I hope we'll see her come back. No. I feel like we'll see her come back, and you know,
well, she's upset, man. Batman's too much of an idiot.
He can't leave the city.
He can't leave the city, but he could ask her to stay.
Well,
idiot.
Anyways,
sorry. You know, they're just a dynamic duo. You know, I think it would have been sweet to see her in season two, episode.
I'm sure she'll be back. I mean,
I'm hoping
it's definitely Selena Kyle. So, like, you know, I thought she killed it too. She was awesome.
The whole supporting cast. There's not one character that I really didn't like.
I just like totally disliked about any of them. Even the twins. I thought twins were funny.
So do you remember where the twins are from?
The twins are from oh my goodness. I they look super familiar, but I can't put now that you're putting me on the spot, I can't think of it. What is it?
The Leftovers. They were in season one. They were the ones driving the cars with
yes. Yep. Boom. There it is.
When when they like open that door the first time, I'm like, hey. And then when the other one shows up, I'm like, hey.
Those little twins from Leftovers. I knew they looked so familiar, but I just couldn't think about it, and I honestly didn't do the research. So.
Oz is like, I see you met the twins, you know? Yeah. One's got a shotgun out, the one's been pulled by the grappling hook. Oh man, that scene was sweet too, because like,
no, yeah,
you know, he takes the hits, but you know, he's got the suit and he's able to quickly react back, so it's nice. And then he uses what he's got on him. The one scene where like they like try to hit him with a pole, like he takes it out of their hands and he's got a goofy, but he still like uses it and then adjusts and uses it again. Like it's just like the action was just creative, because you know it's situational. It's not like let's square up every time, you know.
Yeah.
It was. Oh, dude, I loved it, man. I was talking to a friend this weekend about it, and before we knew it, it was like we're 30-40 minutes have gone by, and like I'm just talking about this movie still. And, like I could just talk about this movie. I loved it so much. After seeing it that second time, I'm just like, yeah, that solidified it for me. Like that's just like one of the absolute best
that's
I've
it.
Seen, you know. So maybe it goes like Batman, The Dark Knight, The Batman, you know. Because like it's hard because Batman Returns with Michael Keaton is absolutely excellent as well.
No.
Batman Begins is really good, and The Dark Knight Rises is the weakest of the three. So The Dark Knight would definitely stand out. And I love Christian Bale as Batman. Don't get me wrong. His voice is, you know, I'm not wearing hockey pads, you know, like he's, you know, so intense. There's been other iterations like Michael Keaton's where it's not that intense. No. Robert Pattinson's, it can get intense when things escalate, but it's not always like that. Where Christian Bale's is like, dude, your voice is going to hate you in the morning, man. Like you just 100%. Talk like that.
There's weak.
Where is she? Like, damn, calm down, Batman. I'll tell you.
It's okay, just, Batman. Yeah.
Calm the hell down.
Yeah.
But, dude, yeah, he Pattinson just did so well and just captured the mood and captured I just feel like even Commissioner Gordon, Jeffrey Wright, he was awesome.
Yeah.
I loved their little back and forths because like it broke up some of that dark mood. It had like the comedic, it had just enough comedic those comedic moments where it like broke up, gave you a little bit of laughter in this dark world. Like the even though like what you're laughing at was still kind of dark, like the whole thumb drive and everything,
it like lightened it up, right? You know what exactly.
It's like thumb drive and Batman just like holding it like it's just, like I think you'll and then later he's like you'll need this and he gives him the actual thumb. He's like, come on, man, it's just so funny, man. Or even when they're talking to the Penguin and they're like El Rata or whatever. I can't remember exactly what it is, but he's like, that's the worst Spanish I've ever heard. What do you guys ever take a Spanish class? He's like, am I the only one who knows the difference between L and La? You know, it's just awesome. It's just like, okay, Penguin. All right.
Yeah.
All right, I see you. Because then he's like, Commissioner Gordon's like, all right, shut up. Like, okay. Batman, did we make a mistake? So it was definitely good. And then. I really enjoyed it the second time around because I kind of feel like I saw something that was really funny. I mean, it's for everyone to see, but it kind of, you know. So he's the Penguin.
Yeah.
And they tied him up by his feet and his hands. And there's a scene where he's like, hey, you can't just leave me here. And then they have like this overhead shot where they leave him. And he like waddles like a penguin into the frame and everything, and it just made me laugh because I'm like, he's literally like waddling like a
penguin. Waddling a penguin. Awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. Yep. Awesome. Got him. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
That's so something. Good. Yeah. I absolutely loved it. We're way past our time, so I will put a cap on it. But like I said,
we got to figure out who the rat is. That's all I'm saying. You know.
Oh man, that was so good. See, like that's
Tony
where,
was so good, bro. Yeah,
that's where you. Like you've got to have something else within like these movies. Like there's got to be like, oh, there's and I love The Dark Knight. Don't get me wrong, and I love all these movies. Yeah. So like I am not trying to and it's apples and oranges. These are different. These are different Batman. These are different movies, right? So, but. You know, where it comes out is like nobody really does this like detective thing. They always go over the gadgets, the rich stuff. He's not even all that smart because he uses all the gadgets to do everything. And maybe he's smart enough to make the gadgets, but that's all you're ever seeing, right? It's like Iron Man, where like, wait a minute, there's a whole other aspect to Batman, right? And that's where. This whole Riddler story where you're like taking down this rabbit hole of like some pretty insane stuff. I mean, to get a PG-13 rating on this, like it's almost hard. Like it's almost an R content, man.
Oh, for sure. 100%. There's some of it that is absolutely shocking that it's not like, not, I guess it's not shocking. I guess like it's just
right. Cause
it you would have figured, you know what I mean? Certain parts of it would have been.
Oh yeah, I mean it's a dark movie and it's suspenseful. It has almost like a horror to it, you know?
And for sure.
A psychological thriller. It tortures like you are also trying to figure out these riddles and trying to figure out what the Riddler's up to. Like you don't know what he's up to, and that's you're figuring it out as they're figuring out. And that is awesome.
Yeah.
You're not just force feeding me content,
and this is where I think that we're Batman. So my last thought about it, because I understand that you know what I mean. We're already going capping over, you know what I'm saying? But when Riddler's putting it out there, when he actually starts marking cards for Batman, right? So essentially, like he's calling out Batman. Okay, I think that's actually kind of like a reality check for Batman. That, you know what I mean, that he's feared, but now he's getting called out, right? So, like, now it's like this, you don't know. You don't know what's happening. It's kind of like this feeling of,
I mean. It's like, at a certain point, he's like, I'm part of this, and it's like, how? It's
exactly.
Like, I don't know yet.
Yes, I haven't figured that out, right? So now he's got a target. It's like, you know what I mean? So he's like, okay, well, now it's public target, right? Let's, you know what I mean? Let's kind of see what's happening. Because it's natural broadcasted when they find, you know what I mean, some of the cards and stuff that are in some of this stuff.
Right,
you know what I mean?
So
it's pretty, you know what I mean? There's definitely parts of it you're like, dude, this is, I'm telling you, and yeah, my last statement is the movie was fantastic from top to bottom. I would I want to rewatch it to find, now that I'm like I'm going into it with a different attitude about it too. Mm-hmm. I mean not that it was one with a bad attitude. I'm just saying, but it was a different attitude, a whole different mindset on it. I definitely would go back and rewatch it again if somebody wanted.
I feel like if people really understood like the element of it being year two.
Yeah.
Of the Batman, who he's a recluse. He's. Not a nocturnal animal. He's spending more time in the bat suit, which is taking his humanity away. Like it's just like this whole thing of he's got to find a balance. He's got to find it's almost like in, I Think You Should Leave where Chompy comes out. I think it's Chompy or something like that. There's the game show and, they put the points up on the board and he comes out. He's like, you got to figure out what you do. And he comes out with like one of the guest laptops. And he's like, what are you going to do with that? With my laptop? That's my laptop, man. He's like, smashes it, crushes it. Anyways, he's got to figure out what he does.
Gotcha. So like, no, I don't know.
Batman's got to be like, you know what? So that's like an important part that they talk about in the beginning too, is crime is up. Drugs are up. Like, am I really having a good... am I putting a good dent in the city, or am I inspiring the bad? Like, am I doing good, or is this becoming bad? So I think like he's had to have this reality check. He had to have this moment, and you know, anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, I loved it. I'm so excited. I want more and more and more.
Yeah. So I'd be on my list.
Yeah.
It's a rewatchable, so
I hijacked for next week. I apologize, Corey. Okay.
No, it's okay. It's okay. He
called me out before the podcast started. It was like, wah.
Don't say sorry to Kimmy. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. So like Corey's been recommending movies, and I'm like,
this is for you.
Oh yeah, we'll watch it. And then I'm like, we're not gonna watch it.
Yeah, exactly. We've only watched like three of my movie requests. I just want everybody to know.
That's not true.
It's not true. I'm sorry. I'm just going to. Yeah.
What a piece of garbage. Yeah. You're going to go have sloppy steaks after.
Yeah, I'm going to have a bunch of sloppy steaks. My hair's going straight back right after this podcast.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, slick back hair, white Ferrari, glass house.
Bro, you don't know what all I got in my hand over here. That's, steak dinner.
Yeah. They can't stop you from ordering a medium rare steak and a glass of water. That's like actually awesome. One of our like most viewed clips, which is hilarious.
It's yeah,
like
it's awesome. Yeah.
Real piece of shit. But so we're gonna watch Ryan Reynolds, one of his last projects, because he's taken a little bit of a break from acting. Mm-hmm. It's called The Adam Project. There's time travel in it, so of course I'm here for it.
Yep.
Plus, great cast. And I don't know that much about it. I did see a little bit of a preview, but I've just kind of...
I want to keep it open.
Yeah.
That was my biggest thing, for sure.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about it, though, because I know it's like, you know, it's his older self meeting his younger self, and that's really all I know about it. So.
Yep, exactly.
So I'm excited. So we're going to watch The Adam Project for our next podcast.
Yeah. So I want everybody to know, too, I'm not mad about this change, because I do want to watch this one more than the other one, but at the same time... Kimi, well, it's on the list, all right?
Yeah. All right, Zoe Kravitz, at least we watched The Batman. We'll get to your other movie, all right?
For sure. And if any of you guys have seen this movie, let me know what your processes and thoughts about Kimi as well. I've not watched it yet either, but I do like want to know what other people think about it. It's interesting, but we'll see. But anyways.
Agreed. All right, well, you got anything else for us?
Nah, man, I think that's it. That's all I got.
All right. Well, we'll let these fine people go. You all have a wonderful day and a wonderful week.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for watching.